Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of 5 Minutes in the Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 52, where James and John, two of Jesus' disciples, request to sit on either side of Jesus in heaven. When the other disciples get upset at their requests, Jesus reminds them all that anyone who wishes to be great must be a servant. Jesus heals a blind man named Bartimaeus, and immediately begins to follow Jesus. So God's guiding word for us this week so far has been discipleship, and let's continue in our reading, Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 52. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "there is something that want you to do for us." "What is it?" Jesus asked them. They answered, "When you sit on your throne in your glorious kingdom, we want you to let each of us sit with you, one at your right and one at your left." Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking for. Can you drink the cup of suffering that I must drink? Can you be baptized in the way that I must be baptized?" "We can," they answered. And Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup I must drink and be baptized in the way I must be baptized. But I do not have the right to choose who will sit at my right and my left. It is God who gives these places to those for whom he has prepared them." Then the other 10 disciples heard about it. They became angry with James and John. So Jesus called them all together and said, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the heathen have power over them, and the leaders have complete authority. This, however, is not the way it is among you. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of all the rest. If one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people." They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving with his disciples and a large crowd, a beggar, blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many of the people scolded him and told him, "Be quiet." But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And so they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Get up, he is calling for you." So he threw off his cloak, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. "Teacher," the blind man said, "I want to see again." "Well, go," Jesus told him. "Your faith has made you well." And at once he was able to see, and he followed Jesus on the road. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people." You know, when James and John asked Jesus if they could sit at his right hand and at his left when he came into his kingdom, now Jesus told basically he didn't have the authority to grant that wish. That was the responsibility of the Father. But immediately, the other 10 disciples got all kind of upset with James and John, and that they would even ask such a question of Jesus. But I kind of think that, you know, they were wishing the same thing too. They, each of them, wanted to sit on the right and on the left hand of Jesus. They just didn't have enough courage to ask Jesus. And then when they found out that Jesus didn't have the authority to grant that wish to James or John, well, then they could go ahead and be all kind of righteously indignant and, you know, "How could you ask this of the master? Oh, that's a terribly selfish thing." When I really think they were probably thinking the same thing themselves. Let's pray. Oh God, keep me humble when pride and ambition threaten to lead me astray. Let peace prevail when I quarrel over foolish or vain things. and bless those who already demonstrate a servant's heart, and create in me a greater willingness to serve others. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, where the good news is preached in Samaria. And so, until Thursday morning, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you. God bless.